You're welcome. We're starting a new Masechet. Horiot. What does Horiot deal with? Horiot deals with when Beis Din, when the court, tells everybody a certain psak halacha. They got a shayla and they pass in a certain way. And then people then follow what Beis Din said. And then Beis Din realizes we were wrong. We made a mistake. And now there's a special korban known as Par Helem Davar, a bull that from forgetting something, from forgetting a halacha, Beis Din made a mistake, so they bring a korban, the members of the court. Normally, when you do something wrong, so you, if it was done b'shogeg, you bring a korban, you bring a korban chatat. Instead of you bringing this sin offering, Beis Din brings one. So there are specific circumstances. How many people exactly are we talking about? If one person makes the mistake, meaning if Beis Din says this and one guy does it and everybody else doesn't do it, does Beis Din bring it, or is it only for a majority of the nation, a majority of the Shvatim, a majority of people? What if you're Talmud Chacham yourself and you realize Beis Din is doing something wrong, but you decide, you know what, they're Beis Din, let me follow them? So those are all those nuances there. Exactly what are the circumstances in which a korban has to be brought by Beis Din, which exempts everybody else who did something wrong from the korban. Another example that comes up is Beis Din tells you, yeah, this is mutter. And then you don't realize, and they were wrong, and you don't realize it, but whatever item they told you was okay to eat got switched with a treif item anyway. And so now you ended up eating the treif item, but really you shouldn't have eaten the item in the first place, Beis Din was wrong. But you didn't end up eating the piece Beis Din told you was okay. But you were only eating on their say-so. Does that count as a reason that Beis Din is at fault here, and they have to bring this sacrifice or not? Those are our topics. That's the general rule. Masechet Horiot is very short Masechet, very difficult Masechet, but it's only about 10, 12 pages. So by the end of Pesach, you'll be at least halfway done with it. Okay, that's our topic today. So on top of Horios Bet Amid Aleph, we're about four pages into that packet because it has the last three of Avodah Zarah. Horu Beitin Lavor Alachat Mikol HaMitzvot Amor B'Torah. Beis Din ruled. Okay, that word ruled is going to become a focus of the Gemara. What if they just told you, you know, you're schmoozing with them one time and they said, yeah, we think that's the halacha. Like, does it have to be a psak din? Do they have to tell you, yes, go do it? Where does that get to? Okay, yeah, let's find you the right page. Yes. Okay, no problem. So Beis Din ruled, they made a mistake. They ruled erroneously. And what their ruling ended up being was lavor al achat mikol mitzvot hamura b'Torah, and because of their psak, you are going to violate one of the mitzvot in the Torah. Now the Rishonim point out that this is not literal. Why? Because it's not true about every mitzvah in the Torah. Part of what we're going to see is that it's certain types of mitzvot, or a certain mitzvot, or a specific way to uproot a mitzvah that it applies to. So why does the Lashon of the Mishnah here use the phrase Mikol Mitzvot Amud B'Torah? That is actually the Lashon in the Pasuk. The Lashon in the Pasuk says, when Beis Din tells you, Yavar Mikol Mitzvot Amud, so then Chazal used that same Lashon. But it's not true. It's not any one of the mitzvot. We're going to see specific mitzvot. But Beis Din paskind, this is not a problem. This is mutter. And what did, when they told you that was mutter, when they told you that was permissible, it was really not permissible. It was really usur. And therefore, they've essentially uprooted one of the mitzvot in the Torah. V'halach hayachid. And an individual went. V'asa shogeg al pihem. And because of what they said, he now unintentionally violated that mitzvah. Bein she'asu v'asa imahen. Whether or not the Beis Din themselves did it, and he did it with them. Bein she'asu v'asachrein, whether they did it, and then he afterwards did it, consequently did it, meaning they did it first, and he did it second. Bein she'lo asu, whether, even if they didn't do it at all, v'asa, and he did it. Pater, he is exempt from bringing his own personal korban, mipnei she'talu b'beis din, Because the reason he did it was, he said, Beis Din told me it was okay, I'm following Beis Din. So Beis Din will have to bring a korban, but he personally will not have to bring his personal korban. That is the rule. Horu Beis Din. Let's say Beis Din ruled a certain way. V'yada echad mehen shetau. And one of them knows they were mistaken.
One of the Beis Din.
Yes. O Talmud, v'hu roe lahora. Or somebody else there, not a member of the Beis Din, but he's learned as well, and probably could be a Dayan himself. He also knows that they were wrong. But Beis Din ruled that way, so what does he do? V'halach v'asal pien. So he decides, they're Beis Din, follow them. Bein she'asu v'asa imahen. Whether or not they did it and he did it, or bein she'asu v'asachrein, whether or not they did it and then he did it. Bein shelo asu ve'asa, whether or not they didn't do it and just he did it, hare ze chayav mipnei shelo talud Beis Din. He is obligated in his own personal korban chatat because what he did had nothing to do with Beis Din's ruling. What he did was him deciding just to do it, meaning he knew better. He has no right to disagree with the majority, so he has to go tell Beis Din and say, hey, maybe you should check this halacha out, and they should change their psak and rescind their psak. There's a whole mechanism for Beis Din changing their mind. That's allowed. But he can't just, if he knows that this is usur and Beis Din is saying it's mutter, and, he should know better. If you're not learned, so you follow Beis Din. He's learned. He knows better, so he is at fault here for following through on this. Zehaklal, this is the rule. Hatole ba'atzmo chayav, v'atole ba'Beis Din pater. If he is doing it because of his own knowledge and his own, and despite that he does it anyway, so then he is chayav to bring a korban. If the person doing it is doing it solely based on the advice and psak of Beis Din, he is pater. He is exempt from bringing his own korban. He is exempted because Beis Din's going to bring a korban. Okay. So the Gemara tells us, Amar Shmuel, Li'olam ein Beis Din chayavin ad sheyomru lahen mutarin atem. Beis Din is not obligated to bring this korban for causing everybody else to sin unless they specifically issue a psak. And the way they tell you that this is allowed, it's not just to say, yeah, we think that's mutarin atem, you can go do this. Like, it has to be explicit. Rav Dimi min harda amar ad sheyomru lahem Mutarin atem lasot. Like another level. Not only is it mutter for you, it's mutter for you to do. So the Chazon Ish has an interesting explanation here. He says sometimes the rabbi is giving a shir. It's a shir in Gemara class. So he comes up with a svara, an explanation, what he thinks, what the halacha is based on how he's learning. That's not yet a psak halacha lemaisa. He didn't say this applies in this specific case, in your specific case. So that's not enough. The fact that he said it in some shir once, and then you went and did it on your own, that's not enough to make him liable. Then there's a second level where a rav states, this is the halacha. And
to do.
And a third, where he gives permission to rely on this. Say, what I'm telling you right now is halacha lemaisa. So according to everybody, the first one is not enough to make the rav liable, or Beis Din liable. According to Shmuel, the second and third are enough to make Beis Din liable, and Rav Dimi is a little more stringent. Only the third one is the Rav at fault. Everybody else who acted without the Rav giving them that explicit instruction, they're the ones at fault. Mai taima nefi shelo nigmara hora. It's not a psak lemaisa. It may have just been a working theory that he thinks fits the sugya. Just a nice, cute explanation. Not on the machla bais. Okay. Amar Abaye af ana namitanina. Chazar le'iro shana velimed kederek shelimed pater. Hora lasot chayev. This is talking about the sugya of a zakein mamre. This is in Masechet Sanhedrin, where we have a person who, despite Beis Din paskening one way, he thinks Beis Din is wrong, and he still paskens for everybody the other way. Okay, we can't have that in Klal Yisrael. When the Sanhedrin issues a psak, that's the psak. You could go argue with Sanhedrin and try to convince them otherwise, but you can't keep paskening for people the other way. We need Sanhedrin's authority to be to be the authority. So this Mishnah says, let's say the Zakin Mamre, after hearing this, nonetheless comes back to town and gives shir, and he continues teaching the sugya the way he understands it, not the Sanhedrin's way. The way he did it, he is not yet considered somebody who is rebelling against the authority of the Beis Din. He is still putter from being a Zakein Mamre. But Hora Lasor Chayef. But if he paskins for people still the same way, he is Chayef. So what is Abaye saying? Yes, this distinction we're making between a person teaching something in Shir and a person paskining something Alach Lamaisa is a concept we have. I found it here from this other Breita. We're going to have other people who are going to find you other sources for this same distinction. Rabbi Abba, Afana Namitanina, Horu La Beis Din Lihina Se, Vahalcha Vekilkala Chayevet Bekorban Shlo Etirula Elina Se. A woman came to Beis Din to clarify her marital status, and the Beis Din said, yes, you may marry this person. She didn't go marry this person. In the end, she went and was Mizana. She was a little bit licentious. She did not exactly what Beis Din told her. They said, you can marry that person. What does that mean, you can marry that person? That means you are free to go get married. You are not currently married. You're not a married woman. But she took this as a license to do much worse. You can't blame that on Beis Din. Shelohitirula, their psach was lehinase. They told her, you may go get married. Now, she may understand from her psach that she's a free woman, but that none of that, she could have gotten married someone else. Fine. But doing any extramarital affairs is not part of Beis Din psach, so therefore she can't blame that on Beis Din, and she has to bring her own korban. Ravina naf ananami tanina, from our Mishnah. Where you're going all over Shas to find support for this statement of Shmuel. Look at our Mishnah right here. Horu Beis Din lavor alachat mikol mitzvot amru b'Torah. What word does the Masechet use? First word of the whole Mishnah, of the whole Masechet. Horu. It doesn't say hitiru, limdu, amru. Horu. It has to be upsak. Too low midi. Nothing further is needed. It's clear a ruling must include an instruction to perform a specific action. Without that, it's not based in paskening, and therefore when you follow them, when you do something wrong, you can't blame it on Beis Din. Yigida Amri. We have another version of this machloket where Shmuel and Rav Dimi's views are flipped. Meaning we know there's a machloket Shmuel and Rav Dimi, and here they're flipped. Amar Shmuel, Ein Beis Din Chayavin Achi Yomru Lahem Mutarin Atem Lasot. Specifically, you have to use that word that you can do it. Rav Dimi Mina Arda Amar Afilu Mutarim Atem Nigmara Hora. As soon as he says it's mutter, the psak is done, and that is considered based in paskening, and you can follow it. So now, those three statements where we found support for this idea, now those three statements are questioning this idea. Amra baye v'halot nanhachi, this Mishnah doesn't say that. Chazer li'iro v'shana li'me gedersh shan li'me pater hora lasot chayav. So apparently, that doesn't agree with what you said, Rav Dimi. Amar Rabbi Abba v'halot znan hachi horula beis din linasei v'halcha v'kilkala chayevet b'korban shelo itiru l'alinasei. Once again, it seems to be that they need a paskin that way. You can't just do it. And Amar Ravina v'halot znan hachi in our Mishnah horu beis din lavor l'chan mikol mitzvah b'Torah tulo midi, nothing more is needed. So we have two versions of the machloket, Shmuel and Rav Dimi. Whichever one said it, we don't know. We do know that which one of them is correct, because there are three supports, not which person is correct, but which view is correct. Whether it was Shmuel who said it, or whether it was Rav Dimi who said it, and the three supports are either a question or support for Rav Dimi, that we don't know. But we do know which version is correct. Okay. So one of the lines of the Mishnah tells us, V'halach hayachid v'asa shogeg apiyam. An individual went and mistakenly did an action based on what they said. V'nitnei va'asal pihem, shogeg lamali. Why do we need the word shogeg? Obviously, we're talking about Beis Din paskening something wrong. The person then does what Beis Din said. Of course, that's shogeg. Why does this Mishnah have to use the word shogeg? That should be obvious to all. Amar Rava, shogeg latuye horu Beis Din shechelev mutter, finit chalev lo chelev b'shuman, va'achlo pater. Even if Beis Din told him that this specific piece of food that you want to eat is allowed to be eaten. And they were wrong. And then that piece of food got switched for another piece of food, and you ended up eating an usher piece of food, even though they were already wrong and they were misleading you into eating something that wasn't kosher. And the whole reason you're eating this piece of food was because Beis Din told you it was kosher. And they were wrong. But you ended up eating a different piece of non-kosher food. You cannot... So according to Rava, you are nonetheless pater. Beis Din is pater. Al PM mamish. What you need, what you're doing really has to be done based on Beis Din telling you to do so. The minute anything's changed, Beis Din is not the one responsible. Vigid Amri, a different version. Amr Rava, Shogeg al PM Huda Pater. Avanet Chaliv lo chelim shuman vachlo chayav. Here it's the opposite. When you eat the piece they told you, then you're putter. But if it got switched and you ate a different one, you are chayav. So the Gemara tells us, milta de pshita leila rava kamibay leila rami barchama. This idea was obvious to Rava. Rava just states it as a statement. He doesn't ask a question, what's the din? Now, I know, and I look this up because I'm like, wait a minute. It's so obvious to Rava, we have two versions of it. So yes, we have two versions of it. Whatever the version is, there's a clear psak in each one. He's not wishy-washy. He's either your putter or either your chayef. Fine. Whatever that version is, Rava's clear on it. So, the Gemara is saying, now let us show you somebody else, Rami Bar Chama, who asked the following relevant question. Debayi Rami Bar Chama, Horu Beis Din Shechelev Mutter. They told you it is mutter to eat chelev. Chelev, it is not mutter to eat. Okay, chelev is one of the foods we are not allowed to eat. Beis Din told you, yeah, that's mutter. Vinit Chalev Lo Beshuman VaAchlo Mau. And then that piece got switched with the shuman, and then you ended up eating it.
Eating the shuman.
Eating the chalev. You ate the wrong thing, but it wasn't the piece that you were intending to eat, and therefore you ended up eating the wrong thing, but you could have eaten it based on Beis Din say so, but you didn't. You ate it because it got switched. Hamarava, Tashma, Halach Yachid V'asa Shogeg Al PM, our Mishnah, Chule, Shogeg Al PM Lamali. Why does our Mishnah need to use this word, Shogeg Al PM? Lav la tuye horu based in shechel mutter min chalav chel mishuman vachlo pater. Isn't it to include our case? Dilma shogeg al piem hu de pater avanet chalav lo chel mishuman vachlo chayev. What is he saying? He's saying maybe the inference we can make from our Mishnah is that when you make a mistake based on them, that's when you're exempt. But if it indeed got switched, then you would be chayev because you're not following an actual directive from Beis Din. Ikad Amri, again, we have yet another version of this conversation. Amar Rava, Tashma, Halach Yachid V'asa Shogeg Al PM. An individual went and mistakenly ate something he shouldn't have done or did this or he shouldn't have done following Beis Din's ruling. My Lav, Shogeg Al PM Hu De Pater, Aval Ned Chalev Lo Chayev, but if he ended up eating the wrong thing because they got switched around, then he's chayev. Dilma, o shogeg, o al PM. Maybe the inference we can make from a Mishnah is not that it needs to be a shogeg al PM, a mistake you made based on them, but either a mistake or based on them. In other words, they told you it's okay to eat this, and then they were wrong. They shouldn't have told you that it's okay to eat chelev because chelev is not allowed to be eaten. You thought you were eating shuman. It got switched. You ended up eating chelev. So either way, you are okay because in some way you are following what Beis Din said. Fine. So, Beplukta, there's a machloket amarayim about this, about the following. Horu Beis Din shechelev mutter. Beis Din paskin, it is mutter to eat chelev, which it isn't. Vinit chalev lo chelev b'shuman, and you have chelev and shuman got mixed up, va'achlo, and you ate it. Rav amar pater, v'rabbi Yochanan amar chayev. That is the machloket tanayim. Amorayim. So now, we're going to bring a meitveh. Meitveh means we're going to challenge this. The amorayim were a later generation than
later generations than Tanayim, they are not allowed to disagree with Tanaitic sources. So Meitve, we're going to cite a Breita that should seemingly refute what they said. Meitve, Mei Am Haaretz Basota. The Pasuk tells us, V'im Nefesh Achat Techatabish Kaga. One person does a sin mistakenly. Mei Am Haaretz Basota. Somebody from the nation does it. Echat mi mitzvot Hashem, one of Hashem's mitzvot, asher lo ta'asena, that you're not supposed to do, meaning violate a lo ta'ase, v'ashem, and you're guilty. So, mei amarz, prat limumar, this is not somebody who says, you know what, I don't care what Beis Din rules, I don't care, I don't want to keep this mitzvah anymore, I'm just going to violate it. Beis Din, at that point, is not liable for anything. Even if you end up following them, the minute you shirk the yoke of mitzvos, so then they are not liable for anything that you then go and do. Rabbi Shimon ben Yossi Omer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon, Hare Hu Omer, Asher Lo Tasena Bishkaga, Vashem Ohoda. And then he knew about it. Hashav Miyadiato, Mevi Korban Ashkagato, Lo Shav Miyadiato, Eno Mevi Korban Ashkagato. What does that mean? He says, if he changes his mind from that which he knew, so then he has to bring a korban for his mistake. If he remains in that inappropriate thought process, thinking, so then no matter what he does, you can't do tshuva from that. Meaning that's not something that you can say, oh, Beis Din's fault, or I'm going to bring a korban. No, you. Shirk that mitzvah. So, how is this a question? Because here in our Breita, we're saying that Rabbi Yochanan said you are chayev, even though what they told you to eat that piece. And here we're saying that as long as you're not somebody who's mumar, who's not listening to Beis Din, and I don't care about the mitzvah, so then you would be exempt. So Rav Papa tells us, Amar Rav Papa, Kasav Yochanan, Kevin the Chiyim, Mit Yadalei Lebeit Dina, Hadri Behu, Behu Nami Hadar Be, Shami Diato Karinam Be, Vechayev. When Beis Din realizes they made a mistake, and tells you, and you go, oh no, I therefore did something wrong, I'm really sorry, I have to go do tshuva, so then, you are considered somebody doing tshuva. This mumar wouldn't do that. He would go, yeah, I don't care. Beis Din made a mistake, you know, didn't matter. I don't care about this mitzvah anyway. Amar Rava, Moda Rav She'eno Mashlim the Rov Tzibor. Mai Taima Amar Kra Bishkaga, Ad Yu Kula Mishkaga Echat. What this pasuk told us was that if Beis Din does something, and then Am Yisrael sins accordingly, we need a majority of Am Yisrael. Again, I told you there's going to be discussion how to define a majority, most people, moshvatim, etc. So we need a majority of Am Yisrael to do it. Let's say a majority of Am Yisrael minus one sins, and this mumar sins, the person who doesn't believe in the mitzvah. Is that considered a majority of Am Yisrael? So Rava agrees that this person doesn't make it a majority. Amar Krabish Kaga. Everyone has to be making the same mistake. Ad Shiyuhu Kulan Bishkaga Achat. The same kind of shogeg. This person is not making the same kind of mistake. He is getting rid of the whole yoke of mitzvot. Okay. The Mishnah said, Bein She'asu V'asayimahen. Whether or not they did it, whether or not they did it together, whether or not he did it consecutively after them, he succeeded them, whether or not they did it at all, and he did it. So the Gemara says, Lamali Lamini Kolhani, why do I need all of these? Bish Lama Resha, okay, Lo Zuav Suktani. We sometimes have Mishnayos that list a bunch of cases, needless to say this, needless to say that. Lo Zuav Suktani. Not only if they did it and he did it, but even if they did it and then he did it, and even if they didn't do it, and he did it. But our Mishnah lists those examples two times. So the Resha needs it once. And this, needless to say, that. Ela Seifa, dilechiyuva ipcha mi bayile. It should be the opposite. In other words, if he did it and they didn't do it, and even if he did it after they did it, and even if he did it with them, meaning it's not following that same logical pattern of this and needless to say that and needless to say that. Meaning it's not working from the most, the simplest case and, sorry, the least obvious case and then saying obviously and obviously. It's choosing the most obvious case and then building the other way. So the Gemara says, okay, Zov ein tzarich lamar zo. This, and needless to say that as well. So it's not a problem that one of them it's building from the most lenient to the most stringent, and one of them it's building from the most stringent to most lenient. The Gemara didn't find that to be a problem that the Mishnah bothered listing all those cases. That's just structural. Again, everything's being transmitted orally. V'yada echad mehem shetau ol tamid roi la'ara. We said in the Mishnah that one person knows they made a mistake, or somebody else there who's listening, following this Beis Din, he's learned it himself. So Gemara says, Tarte lamali. Why do we need both of these cases? Amarava. It's tarech sakadai dechamini hani mili gamir v'savir. If a person is learned and has a mesorah, or savir, he's just analytical and he figures it out and thinks about it. Aval gamir v'lo savir lo. There are different people who learn in different ways. Some people listen to everything the Rebbe says and just remember it all, and that's called having Mesorah. There are other people who think about issues, apply one case to another case, and learn and come up with their own conclusions. So in order to be the person who now you're not relying on Beis Din, you have to be somebody who has your own head to think about these issues.
Gamar Visavir.
Yes, Gamar Visavir. But if you're just Gamir, then you're still following Beis Din, because that could be part of the Mesorah. You're just following what they said. Amar le Abaye, lehora Gamir v'savir mashma. It says it's a Talmud roi lorar. You have to have the paskin shilas. What, you're only going to paskin shilas on cases that were exactly the same as the ones you learned? No. When you're paskining a shayla, what you do is, I know law and I know the precedent, and this is a new case, and I'm going to try and figure out which law applies to the new circumstances. So, Amar lei, ana hachi kamina. Ime ahi hava mina hani mili gamir v'savir. Aval gamir v'lo savir, lo. You might have said, only somebody who has both. And you might think that somebody who only has one, not tana roi lo ra. Mi mishna yetera filu gamir v'lo savir, savir v'lo gamir. No, you are right. Indeed, I meant both of them. Somebody who has either can so smart he figures out on his own, or has a mesorah, certainly if he has both. Good. What is this roi lo ra term? Kegon man. Like whom? Who are we talking about that is so smart and can paskin these shilas? Amar Rava, kegon Shimon ben Azai v'Shimon ben Zoma. Two great sages. They are smart enough to rule, and yet, by the fact that we don't call them Rabbi Shimon ben Azai, Rabbi Shimon ben Zoma, we know that they didn't have smicha and they weren't dayanim. But yet, they're saying they are learned and sagacious enough to paskin shilas. Amar le Abaye, ki hai gavnam mezidu. What do you mean? Our Mishnah referred to it as shogeg. This person who knows better, that's called doing it b'mezid. How is this shogeg? So then the Gemara says, l'tamecha, and it's going to quote a long braita. Hadatanya, basota achat. One person does it. Yachid ha'osa mipi atzmo. It's not one person does it at once. So yachid ha'osa mipi atzmo, a person just decides to do it and follow it. He is chayef. Bahorad Beis Din, but if he's following a psak from Beis Din, putter, he's exempt. Ketzad, what's the case? Horug Beis Din shechelev mutter. They said it's mutter to eat chelev, which it isn't. V'nodala chad mehen shetawin. One of the dayanim realized they made a mistake. O Talmud Yoshev lifnein v'roi lo ra kegon Shimon ben Azai. Yach, and he realizes, yachol ye putter, Talmud lomar basota achat. Yachid ha'osal piatzmo, chayav, bo'rad Beis Din, pater. When one person just decides to do something, then he's chayav. When he's following Beis Din, he's pater. So what's the problem with this breita? How are you ever going to have the case that the Torah is talking about, where Beis Din made a mistake, and then people are going to follow in and do something wrong? Kigon de yada de aser, v'katoy b'mitzvah lishmo divrei chachamim.
He says, you know what? I learned this sugya. I know it's aser. I know they're wrong. But you know what? I also learned another sugya. What does that sugya tell me? Mitzvah lishmo divrei chachamim. Listen to the rabbis when they tell you things. I think it's aser, and they said it was mutter. But I also know I'm supposed to listen to my rabbis. Which one of those is stronger? You know what? I'm going to side with the rabbis.
So I'm saying the same thing. When can it happen? When the person, despite knowing the halacha really well, decides better that I should side with the rabbis. We'll go a little bit further, and then we'll change to the shir that's not the Daf Yomi shir. Okay. The Gemara says, Zaha klal, the Mishnah said, it concluded, this is the rule, Hatola ba'atzmo chayev. If you're doing it based on your own, then you have to bring a korban. If you're doing it based on Beis Din, then you're exempt from the korban, you're exempted by Beis Dins. Li'ituye mai, li'ituye mevayet ba'ora. A person who disdains psak. In other words, he ignores psak and precedent, and he always just follows his own logic when it comes to doing halacha. That's not how halacha works. Halacha, we have Mesorah, we have Minhag. Our community has had standards for hundreds, if not thousands of years. And you just decide, I think I know better. I think this is what makes sense. That's not how halacha works. So even if based in Paskin, whatever it is, if you're doing it just based on your own logic, regardless of what they Paskined, you are Chayev. You can't say you're exempted by Beis Din's Korban. Tolev Beis Din La'atuye Horu Beis Din V'yadu Shato V'chazer Behen. When you say, I'm following Beis Din, you're exempt. That is, even if Beis Din Paskined and they realized they made a mistake and retracted, and you didn't know they retracted, but you're still following Beis Din, you are exempted because you are following Beis Din. So the Gemara says, Habehejik Tanila. Why does our, what even the Mishnah says that, Klal? Why does it need to give us this klal, this general rule, when the Mishnah listed that as one of the cases explicitly? So where it says, Tani v'hadar mefarish, it listed it and explained the rule behind it. Okay, let us stop there so we can get to the other shir, and I guess we'll have to pick up the pace for tomorrow. Okay.